everybody. Welcome back to the Great and Terrible AHS. We're here to talk about this stupid show, Hotel, this dumb season. We had to deal with a vampire pirate child last time, and regrettably, I think we're still in it. What's the name of this stupid-ass episode? Sorry, I'm coming in hot for a lot of reasons, but also this episode's dumb. It's called Room Service. Yes. Why is it called Room? He's a pirate. He wants to be a pirate. Whatever. I am joined by Slow Beef and Miss Shadow Lovely. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yo. Dog shit episode.
I think that the only reference to room service is like, because I was thinking about that too when I was writing like the header for this note of being like, this is the title. I was like, there's not like a lot of like room service-esque references or even like metaphors for
There's
room
like
service?
One set of characters that literally orders room
yeah,
service, they, and that is it.
Like, is right, that it? Actually. Is that they're like, yeah, that's it. That's the theme of this episode is a scene that will happen later.
So it's like this episode's like the one you order, but it's past 11 o'clock and the hotel doesn't have anything good, so it's what you get. That's kind of how I look at it. But
it's a fruit salad that's like clearly been out since morning. It came off of the continental breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what else about this is very room service-y. And the last thing we experienced in this episode, was the kids having all the adults get stabbed in the school.
Yeah, the big biohazard like kind of thing that's like now a big problem, but I think they just forget about it. I really don't remember, but you know.
And the police are just like, oh, I believe you. Three children had the same story. We don't need to look into this.
This is all good.
Also, they got vampire measles, but only the children, the adults that were nearby, did not get it, correct?
No, they got stabbed. They didn't get to, like, get fed the juice.
Well, but, like, the responders afterwards.
Oh,
like,
those
people.
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. So the disease is only communicable by being bitten or drinking the blood?
The person who gets
you
it.
You drink their blood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct. It's like reverse vampires. You have to drink the vampire blood.
So all of the kids had to suck that one kid off? That's no good.
But the one girl was there, so they could start there, right? Like, so you could
is
that
better?
Like two and then four and right?
Yeah, is it like we have to like proliferate? Like everyone needs a cut. Everyone gets cut, or else it's too much out of one of us. We only have so much blood.
This is like one of those shitty riddles. Like, okay, like how many bites can you get?
This is Timmy. He made four vampires. If Timmy can make four vampires an hour, how many vampires will be in the city of whatever this is, Los Angeles, by the end of today? End of day today.
6 million.
Yep.
That's right. Inexplicably.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we ended on last time was the terrible incident at the school. Luckily, the show just kind of hard cuts to remember, hey, you know John, the detective who's in this show and ostensibly the main character who hasn't shown up yet? He's here.
He is.
Yeah, our alleged, like, protagonist. The only guy we're technically, like, supposed to be rooting for, I think we're supposed to root for him. Like, it's not really clear. Because, like, a lot of stuff happens to John, but, like, he's not, like, going through a conflict or anything. It's just that, like, bad shit keeps happening to John.
He sucks, but he doesn't seem to deserve what's happening to him, you know? Where it's like, okay, I'm a recovering alcoholic who lost my son, my wife's leaving me, I'm in a serial killer dinner. Also, my son's here, but nobody's telling me that, you know? That's, like, the worst of it. Where
a ghost
like,
jerked me off, but, like, not to completion. And then she stole my handcuffs. Like, this sucks. My life sucks. People never believe me when I say I'm an alcoholic for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's weird. I don't know why everyone's like, you're not an alcoholic. Come on, man.
Idiot. Drink more. Like, drink more, dummy.
They're not even, like, enablers or anything. They're just assholes. You know what I mean? Like, they're not people who are like, come on, drink with me. It's just like, no, just drink. You know, go. Here's my car keys. Go for a drive after you get nice and plastered. Like, they're just awful people. All of them.
John is pretty messed up. And this is back at the police station, right?
Yeah. Well, he's like, specifically, yeah. It's not like his office. He gets called into his boss's office, who I assume is like, I don't know what the boss at a detective slash cop place boss. Is. Yeah, like the big boss. Cop that makes all the rules.
The police commissioner or whatever.
Sergeant? Yeah. Are they sergeants? Chief?
Is
yeah.
it the chief? I think like, I feel like it's always the chief, right?
I always worked under like Wild West rules where I thought the sheriff was like the big boss cop, but I don't think that's true actually in like real like, life. Well,
I feel like nowadays the meme, like, this ain't it, chief, is, like, some guy who's investigating a crime and has to tell his boss, like, that's not what you thought it was. That's always how I read that, which is maybe...
I've heard police chief. I have heard police chief used as a term. So it probably, that is probably the big rat that makes all the rules, but, like, I don't know.
You will hear every single honorary title attached to police in some way, shape, or form because that's what the police crave more than anything.
That's fair.
Like they could, yeah, yeah. If they could call themselves Police King, they would. They would. 100%. So John's talking to Sergeant Chief King of Police, whatever, and is going... I was at a dinner party full of serial killers and they were real, even though they were dead. And the sergeant's like, it's Halloween. Are you dumb? Do you think it was like a cosplay party and you're fucking stupid? And then John's like, no, it was yesterday and yesterday wasn't Halloween. So I'm not fucking stupid.
Oh my god. And he says it like that too. Like he doesn't verbatim say like, hey, it's Halloween or you may be fucking stupid, but like he basically says that. Like he looks at John and he's like, hey John, you know that like there's gonna be like a lot of people like dressed up because it's Halloween, right? Like people are doing like Halloween parties and like haunted houses and shit. Like, is it possible that maybe you're just stupid and wandered into like a haunted house, maybe? Love the idea that the police chief believes that his detective, his star detective, is so fucking stupid that he accidentally wandered into a haunted house on or near Halloween and was like, holy fuck, I gotta tell the other cops about this. This shit's crazy. There's a dude with a chainsaw in here. I think that lady's a witch. Oh my god, they're gonna love this. The boys in the back at the station are gonna love this.
He's smart enough to at least be like, no, I don't think it was really Jeffrey Dahmer. I think it was a guy who cosplayed Jeffrey Dahmer and maybe also a murderer. And, you know, and also this other stuff happened. But
a copycat like, killer, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, it's really... like, you know, I was investigating one serial killer and I got lucky and stumbled upon a dinner full of a bunch of others. So maybe they're related and they
are killers. I watched them kill a guy. Yeah. Oh, and you didn't like John, did you do anything to stop it? No. I was there, they did it.
He says no. He did try to shoot one of them, but I think he realizes that if he tells the chief that part, of like, yeah, well, I did try to shoot one of them, and they didn't die.
A ghost.
Yeah. Then his boss would be like, oh, okay, buddy. Well, I'm going to make a call unrelated to this conversation. Some people are going to show up here in a few minutes, and they are going to take you to a special place. And you're going to take a little vacation for a while from being a detective.
That happens anyway.
That does happen, just not like that.
Right, he's just sort of like, hey, listen, you're very tired, I can tell, from copping, so why don't you not do that anymore, okay? Give me your badge and your gun, officer idiot. So, yeah.
That is basically how he says it, too. He's like, man, you keep coming in here talking about ghosts giving you hand jobs and shit, and you keep losing your handcuffs, and you keep talking about ghosts and cosplayers and stuff. Man, okay, you're done. You're done. Everyone is sick of your shit. You're done. Give me your gun and your badge. Not the handcuffs that you can't give us back because you gave them to a ghost who gave you a hand job. But you're done. You're donezo. You're no longer a detective. And so I don't know if they were like, well, we were already ripping off Saw, so let's rip off Saw more and have it be a detective who gets fired too, and then gets divorced first, fired, just like Saw.
So, and why don't you have a drink, John, while we're here? Yeah. No, right, he doesn't do that, but still, you know.
Yeah, while we're here, why don't you do some alcoholism? I've heard that that's kind of your brand. So he's fired.
Well, womp womp, I guess, you know. Well, also, to be fair, he built him a lot of money just to stay at the Hotel Cortez to do his detectiving for no good reason, but...
That's true. Now he has to spend his own money. Do you think they're charging him to be there? Probably. I assume. It'd be really weird for them not to be, I guess. But, like, he's not there officially, I suppose? Because I think he would have gotten in trouble. You don't get to do that, right? Like, I know that all of my experience with detectives and whatnot is through television, but, like... If you're too close to a case, like, they're like, hey, you gotta chill. You can't be like this.
Is this like the whole, like, I can't operate him, he's my son kind of thing, you know, like with surgeons? Is that what you mean? Like, it's like, no, you're too close to the case, you're not allowed to, like, work on
it. Yeah, like twofold. Yeah. Like, one being that, like, if you have a personal investment in the case that might cloud your judgment and give you some biases, but also, like, the other half being, like, okay, you're staying at the hotel that you think the murderer is doing murders in. You're like, you're getting too into it. You're not like an undercover cop. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, you're gonna make it bad. You're gonna affect it. You're gonna, what's the word that I'm looking for? Not infect, but like, defile it.
Every person in... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I hate to put on the I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretending hat, but I also feel like you're messing up the case for the prosecutor.
Yeah, it's interference.
Like, yeah, I was there at the scene contaminating everything.
Well, especially because, like, everyone at the hotel knows he's a fucking cop. So, like, if anything, he's just going to make it harder because they're going to be like, there's a cop around. We got to keep everything hidden. Like, we got to do a really good job of not having any obvious crimes around. Like, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah, we have regrettably been stalling because the worst part of the episode's here, unfortunately. Just in general.
We have two new characters show up, and apparently influencers at this point in their relation to the American Horror Story writing team were not well regarded, because essentially they just make the two most annoying characters on the planet. For what it's worth, in most media, this would not be, as they're going to label them, influencers as much as it was rich people. This is like rich people snobbery they take part in, but for some reason they label it as influencer. And I guess it's like, yeah, because this is not influencer behavior. This is, I have $10 billion and need to be treated a certain way or else I'll throw a tantrum. Like, that, this is rich people shit, not influencer shit. But they're gonna say they're influencer, I guess, because they're young, you know, like they're attractive, so they have to be influencers and not rich people.
It's very boomer humor of like, oh, when I go to a coffee shop, they don't know what I'm talking about. When I say that I want a black coffee, they're like, we only have a shoop-de-woop frappuccino frappe in a grande cup, and I don't know what grande means because I only order black coffee, small, medium, or large. It's that kind of humor, except for they've done it wrong, and they've used the wrong stereotype for the person they're trying to own. And I feel like a lot of it is also, they do this a lot, they being the writers of the show, do this a lot, where they do a lot of what I would consider to be, because I know a lot of people from L.A., like LA humor, like they're doing LA humor, meaning like they're making fun of specific stereotypes that are specific to LA. But that's like an inside joke that you can't super like share just in a show and have people pick up on it. Like,
it's also just like not funny. Yeah. Like, they're just like saying things that exist and being, it's like when Big Bang Theory just is like, oh, I'm playing Mario on my N64 emulator. And then they pause for a laugh track. Like, that's inherently funny, right? The nerd thing. Yeah. They do that, but with like microgreens. And it's like, bitch, that is not a joke. Like, that is not, you have to do something funny, motherfucker. And if there's no surprise whatsoever, if you're literally doing the most obvious, straightforward thing possible, that is the dead opposite of a joke that is engineering. You have fucked it up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And also, like, because this is not the first nor the last time they're going to, like, riff on influencers, which I'm not saying that, like, the kind of people that are shitty, like Logan Paul types, don't exist. Obviously, they do. There's a reason why influencers are kind of like a meme in and of themselves. But like,
yeah,
I think that most people at large, like I I will deign to use the word normie, meaning people who aren't chronically online. Like, those people's idea of what an influencer is like these stereotypes, kind of a little bit, because they don't ingest online media, so they don't realize that influencer can literally be talking about anyone. It could be someone's, like, 95-year-old grandma who has a million followers and makes cooking videos. Like, an influencer can be anything, essentially, but, like, the term influencer at large for people who are not online specifically refers to what I think like previous generations would have been like calling hippies, or like our generation calling hipsters. They're very hipstery, like the very like generic broad stereotype of a hipster of like, I only drink oat milk that has been
and smoke cloves and drink microbrews.
Like that kind of thing.
It's probably, like, kind of interchangeable and you can't prove it, but it would, like, not shock me at all if it was, like, this was written for, like, some, like, rich kind of annoying, like, kids like that, and then kind of at the last minute they're like, you know what, this influencer stuff is in the news where somebody was like, why can't I get my room upgraded? You know what I mean? That, and they decide to quickly pivot it, because it doesn't really fit.
I think you're onto something also, because I think they probably were ready to ship it like that, having them be like rich, like daddy's money kids, and then they realized that like, oh, we can't, like, really make fun of rich people in this because, like, several of our main characters are, like, very wealthy people, and that's kind of, like, their whole deal, and they don't act like this, so.
They were wealthy, but they lost it by investing in the pyramid scheme. No, it was actually super convincing. You don't get it.
I didn't get owned. I didn't get Ponzi schemed IRL, even though I did, like, a little bit. I got Ponzi schemed IRL. But that's so funny, too, because, like, if I was a vampire, like, just in any capacity, even a shitty one, there's ways to monetize that, you know what I mean? Like, you can monetize anything. The things you can do as even a shitty vampire, you can monetize that. You could have, like, 70 fake husbands. She's really wasting potential here.
Well, just to mention it too, if I was like a head vampire, like the head of a vampire coven or harem or whatever the hell, right, and I got conned by Bernie Madoff, like, I would never tell anyone that, ever, you know? Like, that would just not be a thing that, like, other vampires need to know, but I'm just throwing that out there.
I would just feel like someone stole it from me or something. I would make up a cooler story, like, I got mauled by a bear and he stole my money, like...
I gave up all of my money to save a charity or something. You know, I don't know, like, anything else other than just, like, walking in the door, especially because, like, it'd be one thing if Lady Gaga was presenting, like, oafcore, you know? If she was, like, a little oafish, then it'd be like, oh, you know, I fucked around, found out. It's life, K. Sarah, Sarah. But she's, like, this very well-to-do, I don't make mistakes. Like, someone went against my will, and I went and slaughtered everyone involved.
Right.
That is how sure I am about my course of action in life. So having her drop it and be like, except for that time I got fucked raw by a pyramid scheme. It's like...
They imply at several points. Like, they don't straight up say it because it would be stupid because it doesn't make any sense and they can't make it an actual solid rule in this universe because it literally would make no sense. But they very strongly imply that not only now just her, but also this weird pirate kid, that, like, being a vampire gives you, like, the charisma and influence of, like, some other types of vampires. Because, like, that's a thing with vampires is, like, that they're very charming. And, like, they're, like, the devil that will tempt you and, like, get you to agree to stuff. Like, that's their thing. And they paint her as being, like, this mastermind who's two steps ahead. She knew Alex wouldn't go to the police and that she'd immediately give up being a woman of science and believe in vampires within 5 minutes of meeting her.
It's like kind of a plot point that they're concerned she'll know that Iris has turned, and you know what I mean? And in fact, she even does the lean in sort of like Dracula-esque, like, I sense something amiss with you thing. But yeah, somehow Bernie Madoff is like, whoop, just like ducking that jab, totally.
R.I.P. to Lady Gaga / the Countess. You would have loved cryptocurrency scams. You would have loved NFTs.
My apes were stolen. Like,
Can you imagine if that was the conversation? She sits down with Tristan and she's like, Tristan, my apes.
He has like a vampire ape picture and it looks awful, like hanging in the penthouse. Like, Tristan, it was to be worth millions.
Tristan, my apes. We're going to lose the hotel. Explaining to James like March that we're going to lose his murder hotel because of my apes.
The big reveal of how she lost everything walks into this grand chamber and it's just the ugliest ape you've ever seen. Like, and this is what I lost everything for, and you assume it's going to be like a golden orb that grants eternal life or something, and no.
You should have invested in Killcoin like I thought. Oh,
oh my god. Oh, she's just like, they kept right-clicking and saving, Tristan. You don't understand. They can't do that.
You weren't supposed to be able to do that.
Oh, my
well,
God.
At least the link still goes to the image, right?
Right? Oh. Oh, my God. So, yeah, the two new characters show up. They have names, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
they have. They want, okay, I will say, I know that the woman is named Babe because at one point the man calls her Babe and I'm like, oh, okay, like it's a pet name. Yeah. And then she popped up in the credits as Babe and I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that makes it awkward for them when they're out in public because everyone would just call her Babe. Anyway, Babe and Guy, I don't know the name of because I don't care and I hate him.
Babe and Guy.
Yeah.
You got it. Babe and Guy.
Yeah, Babe and Guy show up and they're influencers and they say as much. That's the other thing, is like media loves to paint this idea that like influencers always show up and are like, I'm an influencer, like every time they walk into a room. And like there are, again, some people that are like that. They're definitely the outliers. I would say roughly 90% or more of people that have any kind of following online, if anything, are embarrassed to tell regular civilian people that they are an influencer in any capacity, especially a business owner. They don't just walk in.
Yeah, I wish I drew porn. Yeah. It would be so much easier to just be like, I draw porn, than to be like, I play video games online. Like, it's so much worse.
Yeah.
And imagine being like, I go to suicide forests and am disrespectful. That's my job.
People love it. Believe me. I now do like MMA or something. I don't know. I don't know what the connection is here.
I had to fight like 80-year-old Mike Tyson to help salvage my reputation from making fun of people who killed themselves in a forest, or my stupid brother. It doesn't matter.
We're basically interchangeable. Yeah, I have to work with Mr. Beast to promote a terrible Lunchables product, and then not include the chocolate in Thai Tuesday's Feastable. You son of a bitch! I'll never forget.
Oh my god. Yeah, so that's I don't even think Mr. Beast probably walks into places and is like, I'm an influencer. Like, they either expect you to know who they are or not.
He just runs in and straightens up all the chocolate bar displays like a little freak.
While crying. Don't let them mess up my chocolate. Mm.
Can you guys do this for me, please? Just free labor. Anyway.
God. Yeah, but they're influencers. And, like, that's the other thing is they don't say, like, what kind of influencers. They're just like, we're influencers. And, like, there is such a wide spectrum on what that could mean. You could be vloggers. You could make Instagram content. You could make short. I don't think TikTok was really big in 2015 or even existed.
You could be OnlyFans creators.
Yeah, you could be even doing porn.
There's, like, a big range. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that can mean.
But they're like, it's honestly, like, actors are influencers. When you see, like, actors and athletes being, like, put on campaigns, they're influencing. That's literally what they're doing. They're being paid for their influence. But, like, they're just like, oh, yeah, influencer is just a big term for people we don't like who are shitty.
So the reason, like, it really doesn't fit is because, like, you would think with influencer, they're like, hey, let's use our influence, go to the Hotel Cortez and get a really nice room for cheap or whatever. Which is more or less what they sort of try to do, except that's second to their real goal, which is, hey, we got sick of kids banging on our door for candy, so we decided to spend a night in a hotel, you know, like no one has ever done or will do in real life. But,
if I see a single trick-or-treater on Halloween, I am going to throw myself off of a building. I have to get into, like, solitary confinement. If I see a trick-or-treater, I'm going to lose my shit.
I put down my newspaper and pipe and go, that's it, honey. We're going to a 5-star hotel right now.
The Hotel Cortez. Yeah,
I think about when I was like in college and we were partying on Halloween, and like occasionally you would have like a kid and a parent walk up, and we had a bowl of candy for him, but eventually we ran out of that bowl of candy and we had some like teens show up trying to be shitty, and so we gave him a can of beans. Like, why would you pass up an opportunity to have some teens be like, we're gonna own these guys, and then give him a can of beans and have him be like, damn,
you just got Bush's baked beans.
He's got freaking beans.
So, probably unsurprising to a lot of people, given the nature of my homeschooling and whatnot, but I was not allowed to celebrate Halloween as a child. I never trick-or-treated because it was the devil's birthday, and I wish that was a joke. It is the Wario to Christmas to religious people for some reason, and it is the devil's birthday, and you're celebrating his birthday if you do Halloween. So we weren't allowed to do Halloween. But even I kind of was able to absorb some of the etiquette. Even if I was allowed to do Halloween, I still wouldn't have been able to trick or treat because I grew up in like a retirement community where there wasn't trick or treaters. But like, I know the etiquette is if you don't want trick or treaters to come to your door, you turn the porch light off, and then they typically don't come to your door.
Yeah,
that's like exactly.
Or
it.
The other thing you can do is you can just like leave a bowl out with a bunch of little candy that's like individually wrapped and just put take one. Then that like is another common, I'm not here, but I want the children to know I give a shit. This is one of those things too that like definitely made more sense when you had like really like tight knit suburbs of a lot of parents of about the same age with a lot of kids of about the same age. So like there would just be regions like in my hometown where you would drive to one of three specific spots and then like do a circuit because that's where everyone was doing trick or treating, that kind of thing. It doesn't really make sense to just, especially in LA, I can't imagine there's like anywhere really to trick or treat, right?
No, it's like, well, there's like Beverly Hills, like there's like little suburb kind of areas, you know, but like it still like doesn't, like you still do all those things that I think that you mentioned. I don't live there, but you know what I mean? Like I know from like suburbia, right? Like, yeah, you do the bowl thing or you have those circuits. And in fact, like some of the towns have those little streets where it's like, come here because we'll have all sorts of like stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Like, or like trunk or treat, like, where they set up in like a parking lot and you just do that. It's just like a little thing that people do. Or like the other thing is, I even though I never participated in it when I was very young, we lived in a major city in kind of a suburb, but like pretty close to the city. And there were frequently, like, a lot of trick-or-treaters. There were a lot of children in my area, and we lived near a school. Even on, like, the rowdiest Halloweens, I wouldn't describe, like, the noise level or the rowdiness level. Like, holy shit, we can hear this in the house, and it's deafening. We have to get out of here. Like, I would not describe it as
that. Halloween, Halloween isn't really, like, a parade holiday. It's like a bunch of little kids walking around slowly because they're in weird, awkward costumes. Hey, like that's it. Yeah.
And you know what people like their age usually do? There's like Halloween parties. You know what I mean? Like places you go where people your age gather and do more adulty kind of stuff. Not just like, we all need to get hotel rooms. That's what we do on Halloween. Is we just like, you know, go just take a little mini
vacation.
They're
acting like it's like the purge. They're like, you need to be away from the children, or the children are legally allowed to kill you. You know,
shit,
that kind of thing.
That's
and I
crazy.
Don't think that's the case.
I'm thinking about it. I've seen every purge movie, and they've covered like a lot of scenarios that I'm like, I wonder what would happen in the purge if this happened, or why would someone simply not do X, Y, or Z? They've never in any of the purge movies addressed like, what if I just went to a hotel for the night? Like, what if I just booked a hotel room and just stay there?
You know, I don't know a lot about the purge movies, but is that against the, like, can you just do that?
I don't think so. I mean, they eventually like had to address like, oh, banks like airlift their money out and keep it in airplanes
all
during
right,
the purge
on.
So
what?
That banks don't get robbed.
All right, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's like something a child would come up with. And, like,
I feel like we're rapidly discovering the problems with having a purge and why we maybe don't do it as a society.
You'd think it would be the killing, but it's actually the stupid shit that corporations do to protect their assets. It's
yeah, they don't want to deal with the logistics chain. Yeah.
They
lose billions. But you can't do this. You saying
that really did, like, immediately. They are super treating it like it's the purge outside. These influencers are like, you have to let us stay here. Like, it is unbearable out there. There's people blood in the streets. It's crazy. Please give us a hotel room. But, like, they're being shitty about it, where they're like, can you give us a discount? We're influencers, so can you, like, take the discount off of our room? And I'm like, that's not even what a shitty influencer would say. And then Iris is like, no. We can't do that. And then, like, there's this weird thing they keep doing where they keep having Iris look at their mouths as they're talking. And, like, it's unclear if, like, the frequency of their voices is, like, activating her vampire almonds or, like, what is happening. But it keeps zooming in on their mouths and her, like, tweaking out about it. I don't know. And then she's like, whatever, come to your room, I guess.
I think that's, like, I feel like that's how I read it anyway. You know what I mean? Which is, like, that's her, like, vampire-ness of, like, hey, you gotta feed now, and blood comes from the mouth, right?
That's where you have to kiss people on the mouth to get the blood out of them, is what I've taken away from American Horror Story. You either have to suck on their titty, or you gotta suck it straight out of their mouth. Those are your only two options as a vampire. Yeah, and so she's like, let me escort you to your room, the thing that all front desk people do in every hotel.
Why do they keep doing it? It's so confusing.
Iris just likes it. I think Iris is just lonely, and she likes hanging out with people. And she does. She's like, here, I'm going to lead you to your room. And then immediately as they get in the room, they start bitching about everything. And I'm like, we kind of already did this bit with, like, the Swedish girls. Like, why are we doing this bit again? Of, like, oh, millennials complaining because it's an old hotel. Like, we get it. Like, people are shitty. Why are we doing this character again? At least the Swedish girls, like, had a lot of valid complaints.
The Swedish girls also would be better as influencer characters than these two, come to think of it. But, you know, I digress.
Maybe they forgot. Maybe they were supposed to be, and they forgot that that's what those characters were. And then they got, like, brutally murdered, and they were like, ah, shit, we just murdered, like, two kind of likable young Swedish women. Man, okay, well, what if we did it again, but they were a shitty straight couple? Would that be good?
So she leads into the room, and do they make their demands? No, they call later for demands. Oh, well, I think they do complain, like, these, like, how many plies are these sheets or whatever? Like, I need the 12 pliers. She asks for some ridiculous thing, and Iris is all nervous, like, oh, I'll see what I can do. And she goes back to the front.
Yeah, I need my 45-ply toilet paper. I want that shit thick. Okay. That's right.
They did this with the Swedish girls, too.
I want to wipe with a pillow, baby.
I want to wear away at that turd like sandpaper. Like, that's you got.
Install a bidet in my hotel room, please.
I'm going to be whittling something horrible anyway.
I wonder if, like, they have ever stayed in, like, a regular hotel, the writers of the show. Because, like, they seem to be conflating, like, a celebrity showing up to, like, a green room and, like, demanding their writer stuff. Like, I need 52 green M&Ms and whatnot. I'm like, people who go to a hotel, even influencers and, like, the Swedish women, they would look up ahead of time to see if this hotel had the shit that they wanted. They wouldn't just raw dog a random hotel, like, in the city. They would, like, because, like, that's how you end up at, like, a hotel you get stabbed at, which is, spoiler alert, probably what happens here for a different reason. People look up stuff online, and one of the Swedish girls even said something to the effect of, like, I'm writing this on Yelp. So, like, clearly there's some internet presence for this hotel. So, like, people would look that up. They'd be like, Google a hotel. That's what most people would do, is, like, Google a nice hotel that has XYZ amenity that we want, and we're going there for the night. You wouldn't just be like, old hotel in downtown LA, like, where stuff is the shittiest because there's, like, a bunch of drug dealers and whatnot. Yeah, that sounds fine. Way better than being
no
in our
Wi-Fi
house.
Perfect. perfect. Didn't need internet anyway for my job as a Checks Notes influencer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the first check you run as somebody who has gone to stuff is like they have internet there. I mean, you don't have to now because if they don't have internet, you're just like, that's crazy. But
that's like when you look up a place and they're like, we don't have heating. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't have heating. Like, how?
You better be in New Mexico. Like, yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, and I'm just like, that's like the biggest thing is like, I'm like, not only do you guys not know how hotels work, but like in 2015 we were still Googling stuff. Like, we were definitely still using Google for stuff, like in 2015. Especially if they're influencers. Like, there's influencers in 2015, which means people are being influenced by online content. That's what an influencer does. So like, you would look up stuff online to get influenced to go and do things. But alas, this show doesn't know what an influencer nor what a hotel is, which is a shame given that the season is American Horror Story. Yes. Hotel. You'd think they would have done some kind of groundwork for that. Ugh. That's just where they start like bitching general. They'll get more specifically bitchy in just a little while. Lady Gaga and Tristan come downstairs to go trick-or-treating, question mark? I'm not sure what they're doing, but Lady Gaga's dressed as like Marie Antoinette, and I don't fucking know what Tristan is supposed to be. Like a male vampire, a goth guy. I don't know. He's not really like a thing. He's just dressed like a goth guy, which is okay. And then they both get really close. Tristan and Lady Gaga both get like really fucking close to Iris and like are like, something is amiss. And Iris is just like, oh, I'm just sweaty because it's Halloween. And I'm like, what does that mean, Iris?
So this is the thing I referred to before. Yeah, accidentally. I forgot we didn't get there yet. But like, yeah, because yeah, she does that like, she's supposed to be using her vampire sense to be like, something's different about you. And yeah, that dog shit excuse, like, Halloween just makes me anxious, which is like, why? It's like, what? That's not a thing for Halloween.
You're an adult! Get it together! They're what? Not real ghosts. Why? They're just a kid in a sheet.
Why
cool
these,
it.
Why do these little monsters want candy? Are the police doing something? Like, but
I'll take it one step further. It's not just you're an adult. You're an adult who works at a ghost hotel where you regularly have to murder the clientele to feed to your vampire boss. I feel like getting jumpy on Halloween is not in your repertoire.
Before he discovered heroin, you know what I bet your son liked when he was a little kid? Fucking candy on Halloween. So you're probably used to this, but whatever.
No, I'm so sweaty. I'm so sweaty because of Halloween. I'm going to start using that just whatever day it is. Because, like, I run really hot, so I sweat a lot. Whenever I'm sweaty, I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm so sweaty. But it is Thursday, so that makes sense.
I always sweat on Labor Day, you know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Flag Day. Oh, I'm so sweaty because of Flag Day.
Yeah. After they have that weird little interaction of, you know, Tristan and Lady, mostly of Lady Gaga, them like weirdly deciding that they want to find out. Cause like there was that whole thing earlier of like Iris being worried, like, what if they find out? And there's like, there's literally no reason they don't engage with you ever. That would be so bizarre for them to like put you in a corner all of a sudden and be like, are you sweaty? Like, that's not what they would do. That's crazy.
Why are you wet?
So of course, that's what the show immediately does is have Lady Gaga be like, I've decided I'm interested in this. Hey, sweaty lady, what are you thinking?
And she somehow doesn't know that it's like why that's my thing is, what does she gain from this by pretending to not know if she does know? Because that's like the conflict of the scene is like, do they really know and they're just like getting Iris to admit it, or like do they not know? And I'm like, okay, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Either she does know and she's a mastermind, and in which case, to what end is she doing this? Because she just, like, smoked
the
other
problem
guy.
There is, yeah, the problem is the payoff then is I'm just fucking with her, which isn't good enough for, like, a villain's motivation.
Right, yeah.
It's just like, I just want to fuck with Iris. I think it's very funny.
And then, like, the follow-up question would be, because, like, the only other time we've seen this conflict happen is when her girlfriend turned her boyfriend, her ex-girlfriend, turns her current boyfriend into a vampire, and Lady Gaga smokes every single person related to that guy, saying, like, you can't make new vampires. So it's obviously very important to her. If she thought Iris was a vampire, she knows she didn't make Iris a vampire. So you'd think that her immediate thing would be like, well, if I know you're a vampire, we need to immediately fucking figure out who the fuck turned you into a vampire, because I have to kill them. Or you. One of them. I have to kill one of them.
Or both.
Yeah, or both. And she just doesn't seem to really care. So I guess the implication is she doesn't know, which kind of unravels their whole, oh, she's a mastermind who knows everything about everything ever and is constantly like 100% in front of everyone.
Well, I guess it's no wonder she got conned by Madoff after all. Like, just no intuition or anything, but yeah.
So do vampires sweat? I guess, because that Iris was sweaty, so, like, vampires are out here, like, sweating, I guess?
Why the hell not?
Clammy vampires.
Yeah.
Clampires.
No, no. You can't hit me with clampires. This sucks. This sucks. Episode's over. I'm leaving.
We already had the Weasels. Now we gotta deal with clampires.
This sucks.
This show's awful.
I don't like vampires anymore. They suck, actually. Anyway, whatever. It's Halloween and she's sweaty. And the influencers now call and order room service. Get it? Because that's the name of the episode. And they're calling for room service. And they're like, hey, we're going to order a bunch of shit that the hotel doesn't have because we're shitty influencers, like pate. And I'm like, and then they're like,
this, yeah.
Why don't you just, if you don't have this, because Iris is like, I don't think we have any of that stuff. They're like, well, why don't you just like DoorDash it? And I'm like, well, why don't you DoorDash
you
just, it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's usually what you do is you DoorDash it and then mark it up really, really tremendously. Yeah, there's like famous cases too of this happening at like 5-star hotels for very famous people. Like, I think it was like Madonna ordered a specific tea and they legitimately like chartered a private flight to like have somebody bring it over, like that kind of level of stupid decadence. Like that is what an actual, you know, hotel to that degree would do and then charge you a insane amount for. At the very least, yeah, you'd think they'd either be like DoorDash or what a low-end hotel does, because I've engaged with these, where I ask for some food and they go, oh, here's a list of delivery places in the area. You can call one of them. And I go, great, thank you.
Yeah, and so they're like, we want pate and we want grilled lettuce and we think, we the writers of American Horror Story think this is what pretentious people eat. Which is also the same thing as influencers and other stereotypes that we don't like. And then Iris is just like, oh, okay. Instead of just being like, no, we don't do that. She's like, okay, I guess we'll get you some pate. And I'm like, since when does this hotel give a shit about customers or customer service? When
the suites checked
in, they were like, it smells like something is dead and rotting in our hotel room, which
good.
To be clear, Iris probably didn't even know what was going on and to why it smelled like that. She probably doesn't know about the Drildo demon. And it's like, and Iris was just like, tough shit, your room smells like rotting meat. Sorry. Bye. Bye-bye, loser. Put the AC on. like, since when does Iris give a shit about customer service? But she's real. She's real tilted about it. And she's like crying in the kitchen. I'm like, we don't have pate. And Liz Taylor is like, you're not going to let them bully you. We'll give them pate. And then, like, Liz Taylor pulls out some cat food, which, why does this hotel have cat food just readily available?
I know, and it wouldn't have been a lot to just have a cat in the background or something that we could use to explain this, you know? But
this show loves showing instead of telling. So, like, you know, they would have loved that. They would have loved showing a cat and being like, hey, just so you know, we have a cat. No, they're like, no, Liz Taylor just carries around
cat food.
You know, cat food in her pockets sometimes.
For spite purposes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in case we need to spite some kids. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Someone gave it to her for trick or treat. They kind of bond over this. Liz and Iris bond. And then Iris is like, oh, I've never really talked to you about stuff, or I don't know anything about you, so this is a good time to get to know you. And she's like, just so you know, I'm not homophobic. And Liz Taylor's like, well, that's good, because I'm not gay. And, like, I get what Liz Taylor is saying. Liz Taylor, you cannot drop that on a a boomer white lady, like a 70-year-old white lady. Like, her saying she's not homophobic, just assume she means, like, all of it. Like, she doesn't understand the nuances of gender and sexuality. Just, like, be like, good, I'm glad that you're not homophobic. Just, like, accept it and move on. Yeah, right.
This is the part where you just say, I'm an ally, and they go, great, you just want to be helpful and are chill. Got it. Wonderful. As opposed to,
her being like, well, I'm not gay. And it's like, well, I get it, and I respect it, but, like, Iris isn't going to get it. She's not there yet. You can't just drop that on her. But that does give us the opening for Liz Taylor backstory, which is one of the redeeming qualities of the episode IMO.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very few redeeming qualities of this episode, which is weird. It's weird that we're getting Liz Taylor backstory right now, because she's not, like, super in the thick of the things that are happening. She's been kind of a passive NPC kind of character that, like, shows up to, like, assist with quests and provide items for quests for other main characters. She hasn't really, and even by the end of this, she's still kind of, like, not actively participating.
She's weird because she's not, like, good per se, in the sense of, like, she's like, oh, your people are going to die in the hotel. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, okay, well, you know, you're certainly, you seem more villain than anything, but you also seem like you don't really care either, I guess. So, you know.
Yeah, she's very ambivalent. She's very ambivalent towards, like, the things that happen. But we understand why by the time she's done with her, like, her flashback, because it's like, oh, you're very loyal to Lady Gaga.
It's really, Iris, I think, is more actively, like, on the side of the evil hotel, I suppose, just because, like, she's, like, torturing the Swedish girls. You know what I mean? And then, like, we seem to have kind of forgotten that, and now I guess we're kind of more, okay, Iris is on the good side now, but either way, yeah, we get into Liz's backstory. So, yeah.
It's also really confusing when we remember that the only reason Iris was subservient was because her son was here, so, like, she should just go. It's like the reality. She should just leave. I guess that's why they had to make her a vampire, so she wants to be involved in, like, the blood rituals and whatnot.
Well, and also her son and now Ramona, Lady Gaga's ex-girlfriend, are using her as a tool to get back at Lady Gaga. And my thing is just, like, why would Iris agree to that, though? She doesn't gain anything. Iris doesn't gain anything from it. Like, Iris wasn't really wronged by Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga's not even the one who turned her into a vampire. It was her son. So, like,
I think, yeah. I think it's, like, they haven't gone there yet, but I think this is, like, something like, you turned my son into a vampire, so I want revenge on you, which also, I get, does not hold water. Or really
and she
work,
asked for
it's,
that.
Like, the best I got.
Iris asked for that. That was specifically what she requested. Yeah. Anyway, well, Liz Taylor is cool, at least, I guess. Yeah, like, from a character perspective, Liz Taylor is cool.
Hypodermic Sally was the one who fucked up Donovan, right? And then, it was like a last chance save. Yeah, it makes no sense. Regardless, we got to move on.
Right, you're right.
Somehow,
right,
some way.
So, yeah. Because we got the, backstory here.
Yeah, Liz Taylor's backstory. Liz was a, I'm trying to remember who is who in this.
Okay, it's done explicitly through flashback. It's 1984, and this is all done with, like, a grainy filter, so we know that it's, like, older. It's very confusing because they flash back and they use Liz Taylor's dead name, or Liz Taylor does, because she's the one narrating this. And she's like, I was a married man named Nick from Topeka, and I was married to a woman named Tracy, and we're watching all of this happen in the flashback as she is narrating it. And she's like, I married Tracy because we wore the same dress size. His son at the time, now her son, shows up with a picture that he drew, because he's seven, of an airplane.
This is such
and Nick is like, shitty wrong plane, dude. You drew the shitty wrong. That's the wrong plane. I don't fly on those.
You
planes.
Know the one I have has two engines on the front of each wing, not one. You stupid little idiot.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. I'm glad you got kind of better after transitioning, but you were definitely a shitty dad. Hope you were a better mom, because you were a shitty dad. And then he's like, I guess at the time he was a medical rep for Eli Lilly, and would typically, I guess, have to travel with other people from the company. I'm not sure who these three men are in relationship to the situation.
I think they're supposed to be drug salesmen, like drug rep salesmen, where you go to different doctor's offices and you're like, hey, we're coming out with a new whatever, you know, treatment for something. If your patients have that, like, you should sell it to them. Here's a pen, but then you can go to conferences and all that. You know what I mean? Like, it's that, like, salesman ladder of, like, I'm meeting with 8 doctors and I'm taking them to, like, a steak dinner strip club. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. It's just weird because the three guys that Nick is traveling with, like, they all seem to be doing the same job, but they talk about going to places only with each other instead of with clients. They're like, we're gonna go to a strip club together, we're gonna wear condoms to the strip club so we don't come in our own pants. And I'm like, okay.
Weird.
Okay.
That is, I don't understand. Like, that is not a thing I think
that was not me, like, ad-libbing. By the way, to be clear, that was a real thing.
Saran wrap my cock to make sure the juice doesn't get loose. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Like, that's crazy. Wow. That was not me, like, making a joke. That is what these men say. We are introduced to them immediately, and they're like, I'm going to wear a rubber to the strip club so I don't come in my slacks. And I'm like, okay,
dude. Don Draper would throw up if you said that in front of him. Like, that's it doesn't work, but
God.
So, yeah, but Nick's just like, hey, I'm gonna hang back in the room, do my own thing, and they're like, all right, don't watch too much porn. And then, you know, he dresses up and so, you know, he has like lipstick and every, you know, that kind of deal, and like, and she says, like, you know, like, I was transformed, you know, which is, I don't know, like, aha, I gotcha, American Horror Story, you know, whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Lady Gaga just teleports into her room, just like, and it's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I know the real you. You're a queen screaming from the inside, something, something, and gives her, like,
she says she smells, you know, like a woman. She's like, yeah. I can tell that this is the real you. So, like, the thing is, like, they're implying, or, like, the story is implying that, like, what she used to do is when she would go on these business trips, she would use that as an opportunity to, like, wear, like, dresses and stuff so she could, you know, actually explore her gender and live, mm-hmm. like, authentically as a woman. But what ends up happening is exactly what I think the caveat to this would be and why it's a bad idea of she gets intercepted by the three shitty men who wore condoms to the strip club. And they're like, hey, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, you kind of put yourself in a situation where the three people traveling with you are the three people you want to know this the least.
I mean, to be totally fair, like, that wasn't, like, Liz's idea. Lady Gaga is, like, dolling her up, and then it's like, why don't you walk down the hallway to get an ice bucket as, like, a little test? And, you know, she's like, I never felt work naked, and she goes there. And then, of course, she runs into her salesman friends who are coming back from the strip club, and they're like,
hey, we're toxically masculine, and also transphobic, and also, I got my damn cum in my slacks, so I'm all pissed off.
That's too weird.
Yeah.
And then they say a bunch of slurs and ask if she has AIDS, to which I think she responds with, I'm not gay. Which is like,
all right, like, she's having a rough night. I mean,
it's a bad day. Yeah, it's fine. And then, yeah, Liz tells him to fuck off. And then Lady Gaga's like, I'm going to kill them, actually. And then proceeds to kill them, actually.
Yeah, and that's like, that's kind of like, that's a power move on Lady Gaga's part, but also like a bigger power move happens like 30 seconds prior to that when Lady Gaga convinces Nick to fully transition, and she's like, well, I don't have a name. I've never even thought about living as like a woman. And Lady Gaga's like, I'm going to give you a name. And then she like looks at her for a second and she goes, Liz. And I'm like, what a fucking power move, because in case you guys don't remember, we keep calling her Lady Gaga, but her name is Elizabeth, which is the most insane thing to do to someone, is to convince them to transition and being like, you know what would be a kick-ass name?
Your name, my name
yeah,
too.
You know what name kicks ass? Which, granted, as an Elizabeth, I agree, Elizabeth kicks ass as a name. It's a great name, and like, more people should have it. I agree, but like, to be like, you know what the best name is that I think you should also have? My name. I think my name is really cool. I think you should pick that one. I just think it's very funny. And then she does kill the shitty guys, which is good. And then, like, that is what kind of cements their relationship.
Which, you want to talk about a thing that would bring investigation. Killing three medical reps that all checked into the same hotel. Like, that is the most eminently investigatable crime, perhaps, of all time.
No.
Oh, weird. They're all tied to this exact spot, and they flew there for a major corporation with full documentation of everywhere they had been. Weird. They even used the company card at the strip club nearby, so we know when they got back from coming in their slacks.
No.
Those fellas, they can't stop themselves.
Ty, you're forgetting, though. There's no evidence for the hotel, you see, because one of the reps lived and also had something to hide that they brought with them on the trip, so, you know, I'm sure it's okay for everyone.
Lady Gaga is very smart. She wouldn't let the police into her hotel. Wait, I'm being handed a note that there is currently a detective living in her hotel.
Yeah, I'm living in it, no less. Yeah.
By the way, it's like, also, I can sniff out that you're actually a trans woman. It's like, what, a vampire 10 feet in front of me? Nah, I don't know. You just seem sweaty. Must be Halloween. Like, anyway.
I mean, that's the biggest thing about that whole, because they wanted that to be like a big moment of like Lady Gaga being like, no, I can tell because you smell like a woman. They wanted
Does
that to be
sniff auras.
Yeah, like is that part of being a vampire? Because being a vampire thus far seems really shitty. But like being able to smell whether or not someone is trans, fucking insane, superpower to have as a vampire. Like, oh, I smelled it on ya. I smelled the gender dysphoria on ya. Like, wild implication for this character. But yeah, that's why Liz is like a big fan of Lady Gaga. And like Liz explains that like she just decided to live at the hotel. The way she phrases it makes it sound like once her kids and wife found out about it and found out about her transition, they didn't want anything to do with her. So they're just not in their lives anymore. She paid child support for 18 years and then never had contact with her family again, which is like, that's not that unrealistic, but like it's weird because you were shitty to your son. you were like super shitty to your son before you left.
Also your coworkers were murdered because you had something to hide, you know, and maybe that would look really bad, you know. Nah. You can say
nobody investigates anything. It's fine, I guess. Except it's for John. Fine. That's why he's such a... That's why he's a good detective, is he actually...
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best of them.
Look like for a minute.
Wait a minute. I'm going to look at this clue. Damn, he's good.
That's why we pay him the big bucks.
Wait, oh, you're supposed to do a step behind murder? Beyond just murder? Okay. But anyway. So
the final note we get is that Liz explains, I didn't turn into a vampire and become immortal. And it's like, oh, okay. I also didn't age in like 25 years. And it's like, oh, okay.
40 years. It was 1984. And this is now like 2015. I don't know what time exactly it's supposed to be in the show. But it's not like...
So, yeah,
2000.
Like 30 years, yeah. Then. Yeah. Yeah, so 30 years, yeah, have not aged even a little bit. Sure, whatever. All right, well, you remember those insufferable influencers we had earlier? It's dying time for them. It's ding dong, it's dying time for the influencers. Iris goes upstairs after, oh yeah, by the way, Liz is just like, hey, you should go kill those guys. And she was like, okay, yeah, great. Sounds cool.
That was like the moral of the story. Is she's like, when I had a problem, Lady Gaga fucking killed those guys. So you know what I think you should do? I think you should go fucking kill those guys.
And yeah, Iris shows up. They complain about not having the grilled lettuce. One of them... It explains that he's like really mad, and she's like, oh, it's because he took some edibles and they make him really angry. And I'm like, usually what happens with edibles is not you get angry. It's, You don't answer the door because you're too passed out on the couch too hard.
She meant Mr. Beast Feastables or whatever it was, and he ran the chocolate.
So made him feel mad. Yeah. I was going to say, what she meant by he ate edibles was he ate some bath salts instead of like smoking them or snorting cocaine.
He ate some things that are edible, like a bunch of habanero peppers.
Me explaining that I had lunch. I ate some edibles, aka things that are edible.
Why do I have to speak to HR? I had edibles at lunch. What's the problem? But
I could give some to you if you want. I have a bunch of them in my purse.
They like eat some of the cat food and don't make mention of it because it's the same pate and cat. It's not the same. Very bland. Ask me how I know. I was in Indiana in high school. What else are you gonna do, man? So like just real dumb bit. They would immediately be like, oh gross, this isn't anything, is this rotten? She just stabs him. They like say a couple more annoying things and Iris just fucking stabs him. It's not like a good payoff. It's not like a good thing. And then she just drinks from them even though they did drugs. So they're not supposed to, whatever. They're also dead, which, you know, that's a whole nother can of worms. How often you get to drink from someone before. The blood leaves their body. Is the blood dead? We can't do this right now. stabs them, chugs jug off of them. And we're supposed to rejoice, I suppose. Somewhere else, Detective John wakes up naked next to Hypodermic Sally, so I guess they fucked for some reason. And he tells her to leave, and then like John apparently doesn't remember him having sex, and then Sally goes like, you do remember. You remember how much sex we had, which is very confusing. I'm not
reverse
sure what's
gaslighting.
Going on. Yeah, like what? Did he not? Is he? Oh, whatever. And John has a bunch of scratch marks all over his body. Iris and Liz are getting rid of the bodies of the influencers. And they just like, you know, have a little chat, drink a little wine. And they're buddies now. They're best of friends. Great.
Yay. We have new main characters. Yay. Kind of. They're now less subsidiary characters, I guess. But regrettably, we've reached the end part of the episode. Not the ending, but the last scene. Alex, the doctor wife, now has to dress like a vampire. I guess that's the rules. And she is. They make you be goth, I guess, if you're vampires. And then she goes upstairs and like hugs Holden, her son, who has the most insane child mullet I've ever seen in my entire life. It's been bad up until now, but like it is dire. It is dire in this scene. And then Lady Gaga's like, hey, your mom is going to do Iris's job now. And I'm like, why are you telling that to a 1.5-year-old, essentially? I don't think he cares. That was just you looking at the audience and being like, Alex is going to be the new Iris now. and then Alex is like, oh, okay, I can do that. It is going to be a little difficult to do with my job as like a surgeon or whatever, because apparently I work at a hospital, but that's not a big deal. A bigger deal is actually my shitty soon-to-be ex-husband lives here. I don't like love that. And Lady Gaga's like, yeah, I think it kicks ass, actually, that I'm making you live in the place that your husband lives.
It's so fucking funny. I think it's so funny. Yeah. And you should go talk to him because I think it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, she's like, I did this on purpose, actually. I want to see how this plays out. You should go talk to him, like, more and, like, explain to
Let
him that you're a vampire.
Let me go make some popcorn first.
Yeah. Be sure to remind him that you don't think that he's a good enough alcoholic. That's my favorite bit.
Bring
also,
wine.
Taking bets now, whether or not either of you mention your daughter, who apparently still exists somewhere.
Who the fuck knows where Scarlett is? Like, she's not in this episode. Yeah, and then Alex is like, oh, it's time for baby mullet boy to go to sleep. Oh, no, but wait, wait, how am I supposed to? I want to be with my baby. And Lady Gaga's like, well, us adult vampires sleep in beds like normal human beings, but I make the baby vampires sleep in a glass coffin. So to accommodate this issue, I have made a slightly bigger coffin for you to sleep in the basement with Holden.
When did she have that made? What? When was this a thing? Is she an engineer? Like, what are you talking about? She's like,
she
you
knew.
Know what I mean? Like, I hear.
She knew someday there would be also, a mom vampire who wanted a baby vampire, and they needed the big coffin for that.
Yeah. I've never been a mom. This is weird, right? To, like, want to sleep with, like, holding the baby the whole time, like, every night forever. That's, like too much. Yeah.
I could maybe give it a pass because, like, she's a mom who thought her kid was dead and was missing for like 7 years. Like, yeah. At least for the first few nights, you'd be like, no, you're sleeping in the bed with me. Like, I could see that.
Co-sleeping, it's officially called, right? And it's really nice for like 5 minutes. And then you realize, like, this kid's sweaty. And
no.
In this case, I'm in a glass coffin in a basement. I'm not really used to sleeping like this.
Oh, no. What if Holden did nothing but eat fucking jelly beans up in the Tetris room, and then he came down and had little kid jelly bean farts in the glass coffin? And then you're just Dutch ovening the whole night, and that crazy.
And we know vampires get sweaty because of Iris, so what Beef just said, he's going to be sweaty. Oh, this sucks. That's the end of it. Alex has to sleep in the basement with the baby vampires. She's not allowed to sleep in a bed with her husband.
And John needs to sleep in a bed confused with someone else. And Scarlet is out there somewhere making it on her own.
Fievel goes God westing. Bless. She's just living a whole nother movie.
Real, true, true and real.
So that's the end of that episode.
Yay. No moral.
I don't really think anything like happened story-wise, except for the only thing that happened was the baby vampires. Yeah, the school.
That's
everything
nothing.
Else was nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, John lost his badge, and I'm not really convinced the baby thing counts because it's like that didn't happen in a hotel. This is about hotels, allegedly.
And this episode's
called
Room Service. If it didn't happen in a hotel, it's not even room service, so I don't even give a shit.
This is garbage.
And
yeah.
Like, John's. Let's think about, because again, we're saying ostensibly that like John is the main character, right? Or at least the protagonist as far as it's been structured up till now.
Sure. He's like the closest, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So he lost the ability to be a cop and then had sex with a ghost and didn't like it.
Or did and just can't remember it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very unclear.
Next time, the episode title is Room 33, which we've all been paying attention to the room numbers, and we all care about the room numbers so much, you know, so obviously we all remember
I'm jazzed.
Which room 33 is.
My favorite room, actually. On my tier list of favorite rooms, that's my favorite one.
That definitely had stuff I was interested in happening in it.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Till next time, everyone. Yeah, see you next time for Room 33. Have a great night.
Later.
Bye.